The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly, with Terence Pillay.
Yeah, Terence, I think every parent in South Africa is talking about this right now. Kids play areas in restaurants, do's and don'ts.
Yeah. So this recent incident of child abuse at the Dross in Pretoria has got parents on guard when taking their children out, especially to restaurants that have dedicated children's play areas.
Yeah.
So since the incident, many parents have expressed a reluctance to let their children go into these play areas.
Mm.
Now, Mark Hardwick of The Guardian, he was a former child protection unit officer.
We've had him on before. He's very good.
He's amazing. So he says that parents are right to be paranoid when it comes to the safety of their children. It's better to raise a preemptive measure than react after your child has been hurt.
100%.
He says. I caught up with him this week. Mark, following the whole incident at Dross, parents have become acutely aware of taking their kids to restaurants, especially ones that have kids' play areas. Should we be concerned?
I think we've always got to be concerned when we're in a public area. I think the risk of children in public areas has absolutely increased over the last 10 years or so. Whether that's as a result of social media having an impact on predators, whether it's causing predators to be to more aggressive in terms of their approach. So 100%, I absolutely believe that parents need to take a stronger control when in a public environment.
But how do they take that control? What should they do?
I think one of the things that we need to be teaching our children before we end up inside that public environment, I think we need to be telling them, listen, please make sure that, you can see me at all times. I think it's very important to also, ensure children know what to do when they're placed at risk. Terence, I've done cases before where children have been hurt literally in the room next door to where the parent was. And then when talking to the child afterwards, why didn't you say anything or why didn't you shout out? And the child's answer is as simple as, no one ever told me. Every culture has one thing in common, and that is we tell our kids, you have to respect your elders. So when a child that's 4, 5, 6 years old, even an adult says, take my hand, we're going. If you haven't given the child the respect your elders but speech, well, they're then going to do just what you've told them to do.
I mean, there's respect your elders, but there's also the stranger danger.
Well, absolutely. I think there's so many holes in the stranger danger speech as well. We have to be taking time to teach them behavior when they're in public. Like, that whole thing, you're not my daddy or you're not my mommy, and being able to shout that.
And the thing is, though, parents are in the restaurant. They let the kids go into a play area or where the case may be, because they believe a minder is there.
But I think we've got to put things in perspective, okay? So let's understand that this is not a qualified person. They're not trained in anything. They are just a human being, just like I would be if I was at a playground. If I saw a child, that was going to slip and fall off the jungle gym, I would go across and say, hey, listen, be careful, don't climb here. That's really what they're there to do.
But should they not have at least a degree of training when it comes to dealing with children? Because that's what they're doing. They're dealing with children.
I suppose it could be a marketing thing that restaurants could use, whereby they could say, our minders have been on these types of training. But even if we start considering the training that they're going to be doing, they're going to be doing training like potentially first aid. And first aid is really something that's there to give the child assistance after they've been hurt.
Terence, a lot of my friends make fun of me, or made fun of me, because when I went out with my daughter, I would always be watching her when she's in the play area. And if I couldn't see her, say she was behind a small little wall or whatever, I would move from the table. And they go, you're not being sociable. And I say, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm in public and I don't take my eyes off my daughter for 1 second.
100%. I do the same with my niece.
And I think more and more people are going to be like that. And also, inform your child all the time. I don't care if it's an auntie or an uncle that's coming to pick you up from school. Did I tell you in the morning that someone else was picking you up? No.
Yes.
So unless I tell you, you go straight to reception, you got the teacher, you make a phone call, you don't go with anyone, especially someone that you might know.
100%. And the incident at Dross was actually a patron, but what about the minders in these places? Are they and the rest of the staff properly vetted to ensure that they don't have criminal records, or better yet, are not on the sex offenders register? And coming up, we talk to Mark about that.
The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly, with Terence Pillay.
All right, we all know what happened at the Dross in Pretoria. It's got us all panicking about these, especially child dedicated areas in restaurants. And we've got a poll up on our, let me just actually open it. It's on East Coast Breakfast right now. I'd like you to go to our Twitter on East Coast Breakfast and answer the poll. As a parent, how concerned are you when your child is in a play area in a restaurant? So your options are very concerned or not concerned at all. That's at ECR Breakfast. To take that poll, we'd like to give you those results when we're done here.
Yeah. So we're talking to Mark Hardwick from The Guardian about this very issue. And Mark says that any place that is child friendly or have staff that comes into contact with children should run stringent background checks on the employees.
You would think.
It is law. Take a listen. Mark, should restaurants that have these play areas be vetting their staff with regard to the sex offenders register?
You know, South Africa only has two pieces of proactive child protection legislation. We've got a lot of reactive, but proactively we've got the Sex Offenders Register and the Child Protection Register. Both of those registers say, if you employ an employee and that person may come in contact with a child, you have to ensure that that employee is cleared against the Sex Offenders Register and cleared against the Child Protection Register. So yes, one can argue that the, you know, the people that are responsible for looking after children within the play area have to be cleared. Yes, unequivocally they do. But then taking it a step further, so do the waiters and waitrons, you know, so do the managers, so does anybody who may come in contact with the child. And for all intents and purposes, that legislation doesn't just impact within a restaurant environment. It rolls out into hospitals and hotels and shopping centers and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And interestingly, that piece of legislation, which is Chapter 6 of the Sex Offenders Register, Sex Offenders Act, that chapter goes on to say that an employer who fails to check can be punished by 7 years imprisonment. Well, let's say up to 7 years imprisonment. So it's not a piece of legislation that is willy-nilly. It carries a big stick with it.
So there are repercussions.
Absolutely. Again, it's one of the, it's just not policed.
So these checks and balances that you do, especially if your restaurant is a family-friendly restaurant or they have a kids' play area, is it not then a small ask to have your staff vetted in this way?
Yes. 100%. I think it's a no-brainer, and I honestly believe to cause this to happen would be to say to parents who are going to choose a certain restaurant for a playtime with kids or a party, phone ahead. Hey, are your people all cleared? If they are, you know, have you got your certificate up on the wall? You know, and let them show the certificate. They need to have been cleared.
Some people have said to me that they don't want to take their kids out to these restaurants anymore. Are they being too dramatic, or is it a legitimate concern?
You know, Terence, I'm so aware of kind of going, that parent is too paranoid, because I know far too many cases where parents who are not engaged enough, their children are hurt. So can you be too paranoid? I don't know. Can you overprotect your child and cause them to, and cause there to be dysfunction when they become an adult? 100%. There's psychology that lends to that. But can you be too paranoid today? Can you be overprotective of your child? When we look at the numbers of crime stats, we've just seen 1 in 3 come out of crime stats.
Should it be a multi-pronged approach? So the parent has a responsibility, but these establishments also have a responsibility to safeguard these kids.
100%. I'm of the opinion that everybody has a responsibility. You know, if you're a patron in a restaurant and the child that you think is getting hurt is not your child, you've got a responsibility just as much as the manager and the waiter and the person looking after the child and the parents and the chef. And I think, you know, as a community, we need to kind of go. Child abuse is so massive that if we see something that seems uncomfortable, we need to say something.
So I think restaurant owners who have play areas or are kid-friendly and family-friendly should be listening. They can face up to 7 years in prison if they fail to check their staff.
Most of the institutions that I go to know that already. So I think it's just good. It's worth reiterating. And again, I don't think there's too much helicopter parenting that you can do in this day and age. I hate to quote the fuddy-duddies. But also the conversations that you have with your children need to be ongoing. You don't just have the talk once. They've got to be ongoing. You've got to empower your child. You've got to let them know this is the world that we live in, and these are the steps that you need to take.
100%.
Communication is key. All right, so the poll's only been up for a short while, but I want you to I want to continue with this poll. Go to our Twitter, at ECR Breakfast. This morning on The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, Terrence asks, as a parent, how concerned are you when your child is in the play area of a restaurant? Very concerned or not concerned at all? So far we had 83%, very concerned, 17%, not concerned at all. Please vote and retweet to make sure we get as much numbers and the statistics on this one,
yes,
as possible.
100%.
All right, thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
East Coast Breakfast.